We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Got a dark-skinned girl, 5'8", with the brown eyes. We been up and down, had a couple crashes, but she still ride. She go to school, got two jobs,
yeah.
Drive the same Kia, cause it's still
News and Talk 1380, so W-A-O-K, Voices in the Streets, Unfiltered. I'm your girl, Miss Ja.
I'm Austin McCall. We're missing Desi. She went to get our guest, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, she'll be right back. So, before we went to break, after Desi with the tea, we started talking about these comments and the controversy that Kyrie Irving has started.
I want you to ask your questions, too. The questions you was asking, I want to answer your questions.
Well,
before we went to break.
Well, the question that we're asking is, well, first, do we have free speech? Or is there a line to be drawn when it comes to talking about things? We do have free speech, but apparently in the recent news, when you start talking about certain communities or certain groups, it's taken a lot more seriously.
I think we got free speech, but we don't have free hate speech. You know,
Yeah.
No. Let me say it like this. We have free speech, but you also have free consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can say whatever you want to. Nobody's going to throw you in jail.
Right.
Till you do something to somebody. But, yeah, you can say whatever you want to, but there are consequences to certain things you say.
Right. Do you think that a suspension from the game is warranted based on this documentary or these?
It's not, he didn't get suspended. That's what I was explaining to you guys over there. He didn't get suspended over the documentary. He got suspended because when they asked him questions about the documentary, and he had the chance to say, no, I'm not anti-Semitic. No, I don't have a problem with
it. Like, just clear it up.
You know what I'm saying? He decided to dig his heels in, which he said in the statement that he provided after he got suspended, where I'm sure somebody in his family was like, yo, listen, I know what you're doing.
And you can't say sorry after you got in trouble. Like, come on.
Getting suspended five games for Kyrie Irving is nothing. That's like maybe $2 million. He's fine. So that's light for him. Like, the five game suspension is nothing for him. He just gets a week off from practice. Mm-hmm. But he got suspended because when they asked him a question, he could have just walked it back or, you know what I'm saying, just said what he actually was saying the whole time. I watched the documentary. It was some stuff in there I agree with, stuff I didn't
agree
with.
Exactly, yeah.
But he didn't give any context. Mm-hmm. So when he tweeted it out or whatever to his, if I remember right, over 10 million followers.
Wow. I think that it could be, having a platform like that, you have to hold a certain level of responsibility. You can't just come on saying, you know, like talking about conspiracy theories or having your opinions and, like you said, not having any context.
I don't have a problem with you as a person, no matter how many followers you got or how rich you are. I don't have a problem with you sharing your views or opinions and stuff. Kyrie Irving, not racist. Kyrie Irving don't have a problem with Jewish people. He probably one of the nicest people in the NBA. He does nice stuff all the time.
For all the time,
people of color,
yeah.
Women, all type of people. Kyrie Irving is a stubborn person that think he's smarter than what he is. And that doesn't
ego.
mean that doesn't mean he's stupid either. Me saying that he thinks he's smarter than he is. Kyrie thinks he's a genius. He's just not a genius. He's probably intelligent. But he's not a genius.
And let me just say this. I think it's absolutely okay for him to have an opinion or a stance about something he learned about and then to change that opinion as he learns more. But we have to learn and be more careful. Like, if you're going to share information that you learn, you can't share that and on top of bashing or talking smack on somebody else. Like, that's like complimenting me as a black woman, but in the same sentence talking about another black woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't. It's not received well. It immediately puts people on defense when you do that. You know, you're not educating people at this point.
Like y'all was talking about, ego. I mean, like, not even ego, because, like, Kyrie's been in an adversarial relationship with the media for the past 6 to 7 years. I mean, like, so when he does stuff and then it's brought to him, like, oh, like, like, all right, if Kyrie wasn't like Kyrie, maybe the media wouldn't have went so hard with this,
right,
painting the narrative of yo, this dude thinks he could do whatever he want. Oh, here goes the dude that didn't want to take his shot. You know what I'm saying? Wilding again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's easy to do.
To be honest, they're not treating him as bad as they treated Colin Kaepernick for doing something less offensive.
Well, that's because it's two different leagues. The NBA and the NFL are totally different.
Totally
NFL
different. Of course, like of course.
NBA races, but at least they like shake your hand at the party, talk about you races.
Right.
NFL
exactly.
is like, come here, boy, races. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but as far as Kyrie, him being in a situation like, I'm not going to say he solely dug himself into the hole, but like over the years, the stuff he'll say,
he's creating this villain.
Yo, when this first started, and he said, yo, the earth is flat, right? And people was like, nah,
come
you playing.
On.
Nah, they was like, nah, you playing. And then they was like, you think the earth flat? And he was like, yeah. And he doubled down.
You can see that when you're on a plane.
But he doubles down. Like, he's not one of those people that's stubborn. Like, oh, okay, cool. So if you come, like, imagine telling one of your friends something and they just like, what? He's one of those people. So
I know we talked about a lot of like where he went back and forth with having this belief and then that belief, and it's kind of jumping into different things. Do you think that this can be some type of personality situation where he kind of digs, you know how sometimes you can jump into a rabbit hole and start researching something or something dramatic happens to you and then all of a sudden you dig in and you become that person. You think that could be it?
No. I think Kyrie is a normal person. I think Kyrie been famous since he was like in his 15, 16 years old. I think when he was 18, somebody gave him tens of millions of dollars. And he got to have fun for like 5-6 years. One day, he had a lot of money. He had a championship. And he sat and he thought and he started to reflect. And he wanted to figure more stuff out about himself. He probably got people in his ear telling him things that may or may not be the best. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with anybody believing whatever they do, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you walking down the street in New York and some dude yelling at you that, you know what I'm saying, the world gonna end. If you stop and listen to that dude and you a blank canvas, maybe you gonna start telling people the world gonna end. So, nah, I don't think he got no personality disorder. I think he a rich kid that's now trying to figure his heritage out.
Right.
Like I told you guys, he you know what I'm saying, he went and did the research to find out his Native American stuff. He also gave him millions of dollars once he found out he was Native American.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. But I mean, I think
he's just stubborn.
Yeah, I think that a lot of, like, for all of us, when we go back, even when I learned stuff about my culture, like recently this week, like I saw Woman King, and then right behind that I watched Black Adam. And after that,
they were stealing girls and Woman King.
And after that, I was, mm-hmm. You know how you can learn stuff about your own culture that makes you angry, and you're just like, what? How, you know, because, I mean, obviously we were taught the wrong history when we came up in school. So as you get older, you're pretty much deleting everything that you learned in your teenage years and your 20s and relearning everything all over.
Did they teach us the wrong history or not the full history?
They just taught us not the full history.
It was partly wrong.
A lot of it was partly wrong, the way that it happened. So I don't know. I think that his opinions are not wrong. I just don't think that it's translating properly. It's not coming across right.
It's like, in situations like this, like I just told y'all, the media relationship with him is adversarial. It's going to be like that. And mostly, like I said, like, I don't like for everything to be racy, but I told y'all he went to Boston. Once he went to Boston and he kind of showed them people his butt, now all of a sudden every white media member, they based out in Boston, New York, and Los Angeles, and the people from Los Angeles are from New York and Boston. So, like, now all of these people are like, F this dude. This dude's weird.
Yeah.
And now it goes from Kyrie's a bad teammate. Oh, but his teammates love him. But we all hate him. But his teammates must hate him.
Mm.
So now it's one of those things. So now, you know what I'm saying? He goes back to Boston. They get mad at the people on Boston for hugging him and loving him. But he'll step on like the mascot thing. Like it's a weird
relationship.
But when I see something like this, I knew how it was going to play because I was like, he's not going to just go up there and say sorry, and that was his mistake. If you don't want people to think that you anti-Semitic or racist, just say you're not. He decided not to, and then he decided not to again. And then the dude was like, go home. He was like, okay, I'll say sorry. So, I mean, he's just stubborn. Like,
so he was forced to say sorry. Kind of like Kanye West said
nobody
sorry after it all.
Nobody wants you to feel like you spanking me. I don't want to feel like you punking
like
me.
Like forcing me
to
say sorry.
Like first time when they asked him, it felt like they was forcing him.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to cave, and he should have caved. That's it. There's not wrong with eating your pride, bro.
Right. Do you think for the same, like, they're taking money away from him? Same thing with Kanye. Money's being taken out of their pockets for the things that they're saying.
Both of them are rich,
man. They're both rich, of course. But do you think that messing with their money is kind of forcing them to apologize?
Everybody in the NBA knows when you.
Or do you think they really genuinely are apologetic?
I think Kyrie actually was sorry because he didn't know it was going to be this. I tweeted a link. He didn't know he was going to. All right, now I hate Jewish people because the documentary got a little racist. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. I mean, like.
I kind of want to watch this documentary just to see.
I watched a little bit. It's not even really a good documentary, bro. It's a bunch of stupid stuff in there. But it's like, yo, one thing in there said that the Jewish people like literally worship the devil. So like it's ridiculous stuff. And then it's like, oh, then a sprinkle of truth about something that happened to Africa in 1622.
That's what I think is the issue. It's like why he's not saying anything.
Oh yeah, I can't hear you, Desi.
Yeah, that might don't work. That one works.
Yeah. You think it's an issue with what?
I think the issue is that why he's not saying anything or why he's not apologizing is because maybe, like you said, he's not saying that he's not racist or whatever.
Yeah.
Because there's still that sprinkle of truth that's in that documentary in his eyes. So maybe that's what he's still like holding on.
He put out a full apology. He did the whole apology thing. It just didn't come until after he was suspended. And that was why I got that. But that was why it was this one of those things where if you're going to end up doing it, you should have did it originally, because then people are going to say it was disingenuous, when in reality, you're stubborn. And your folks know you're stubborn.
I think that a lot of things on social media and TV now are two truths and a lie, or two lies and a truth. Like, yeah, like it's like they feed you a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But you have to take it upon yourself to go do the research. And I think that people that have that caliber of followers and fans, you have to be a little bit more responsible with the way you share your information. Mm-hmm. There's kids listening to you.
We can talk about it a little bit after the street
when,
spotlight.
When we come back, we got accountant Donald Williams coming in from Williams Accounting and Consulting. We're going to talk to him a little bit about what's happening in our economy, inflation, all kinds of good stuff. Inflation, so you guys stay tuned and call in 404-892-2703. Voices in the Streets Unfiltered. We'll be back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.